best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Parkview Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to Parkview Radio. Welcome to this EastEnders special. Now, our first guest is Mo George. Now, Mo George played lovable character Gus in EastEnders from 2002 to 2008. Now, Mo has been very busy since he's left EastEnders, and this here what he had to say when we met up with him. Hi, it's Lee for Parkview Radio, and I'm here with Mohammed, a British actor. A lot of our older listeners and viewers might recognise Mohammed as Gus from EastEnders.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good, yeah.
What have you been up to since you've left EastEnders?
We actually made a film here. We made our own film, written and directed by my friend Rob, and I co-wrote it with him. It's called A Man Down, and it's about a football manager struggling, you know, with the game and struggling with depression. And it was something that we really wanted to talk about, you know, and show it in sport, because we know there's a lot of pressure in the game. So one of the gentlemen, the man here, what's his name? I think it's in the white T-shirt. He works for the club.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he basically said to me to come down and play for the charity, which goes hand in hand with what we're actually doing. So it all worked out together. So that's why I've come out here to support. It's very important that we speak about mental health, not just during Mental Health Week, but, you know, every...
And especially for men, it's a silent killer for men.
Yeah, because a lot of men don't want to speak up and talk about it.
So football is a very good aid to get your awareness out to
everyone. That's right. So it was a great event today, and I'm really happy and proud of it. You know, you've had such a great turnout. So,
Okay, and how did you get into acting?
I started acting from about the age of 8 years old. One of my primary school teachers, she said, you know what, you need to do acting. Because I always wanted to clown about and show off a bit, you know. I wanted to sing, wanted to dance, wanted to act. So she pointed me in the right direction. Thank God, you know, and I went to Silver Young Theatre School. I got my first job when I was 11 years old in a series called The Biz. Then I went on to do many things like The Bill, Holby City, Renford Rejects, and then EastEnders, obviously.
It seems a lot of people who've appeared in The Bill jump over to EastEnders.
A lot of people, it's like you've got to do a bit of The Bill, you know, it's like a trade thing.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of theatre as well, so, you know what I mean?
What's been a career highlight for you?
A career highlight for me would definitely be, I remember meeting Prince Harry, and then finding out that he was a fan of my character. To go from a boy growing up in a council house to the royal family, you know, acknowledging you. And then I met his brother 2 years later, and he goes, "Oh, you met my brother, did you?"
So even they talked.
He went back and talked. So that was quite a touching moment for me. Yeah. So that is nice.
And then also, what advice would you give young people who want to get into acting?
I would say to young people, never give up on your dreams. Keep focused on what you believe in, and it's never going to be easy. But it's definitely going to be worth it. In this sort of acting game, it may look, you know, glamorous and it may look great, but believe me, you've got to put in the hard work, you've got to put in the effort for anything that you want in life. So enjoy it, that's the key, really. Enjoy it, keep believing in yourself and never give up.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
All the best. So from EastEnders past to EastEnders present, next up we meet up with Tony Clay. Now, Tony Clay plays Kellen Halfway in EastEnders. Now, Tony's a local boy to Parkview Radio, as he was brought up and raised in Blackford, round the corner from us here in Welling. Here's what he had to say about how he got into EastEnders and how he became an actor.
Well, hi, this is Lee Parks for Parkview Radio. I'm here with Tony Clay, known as Halfway from EastEnders. How
are
you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
So I'll take you back to the beginning. How did your acting career start?
So I started off, I went to Hurstmere, so it's Hidcup. And then I started towards the end, last sort of year, I was actually, I'm all right at this, I hope. And then so I thought, I'll give it a go at college. So I went to Northwest Kent, Dartford. And then I was lucky enough to get into drama school. So I went to Arts Ed. And then just, the rest from there, really, mate. The rest is history.
And being a local boy, a lot of people would class South East London sort of as an underprivileged area. Yeah. How harder did you find it to get into acting than someone, say, from North London or...
Yeah, I suppose it's like, you know, any sort of, if you're not from an upper class sort of background, it can be harder, but naturally because you don't have the connections and stuff to know who's there, etc., or the financial backing. So obviously, it does add that added bit of pressure, but, you know, I was very lucky with half of my funding was funded by the government student loan, And then luckily my mum and dad came up with the rest, and so I'm forever grateful to them, you know. So
still paying it back?
Yeah, I am, mate. Yeah, every day.
And then, how did EastEnders come about?
I met with Julia Crampsey and Roland, who cast it a lot. And so I met with them about 4 or 5 times, just for different things. They cast a whole big Casualty and all that sort of stuff. So and then I met with them for EastEnders and a couple of little parts, but nothing was really clicking. And then this one, it was like, I was only meant to be there for like 8 weeks, and then now it's like a year and a half down the line. So I feel very proud and very lucky.
And they're still going strong. They haven't cut your contract yet.
Not yet. Not that I know of.
Yeah. You're not going to die from a chicken wing in Ian Beale's cap.
Hopefully not. Like, so I'm still there at the moment. So I'm still there for a little
and while. And who's your favourite cast members to work with?
Oh, mate, you know, Big Dan. Big Danny Dyer is the man. Like, he's looked after me since I've come in.
Is there a lot of Dannyisms to Mick? Or
no, like, I think, you know, obviously, yeah, he brings an element of himself to it. But he's just a brilliant actor. He's a lovely geezer. Took me in the minute I come in, you know, very welcoming. As was like Kelly Bright, Linda Henry, Louisa. It's just like, you know, and Jamie Balfour. All of that. There's honestly, Shona, I could go on. Like, they're a really, truly brilliant, beautiful bunch of people.
Like, no, yeah, that's one thing we have noticed. Like, when we interviewed Jake, he said everyone's like a family down there.
Yeah, it is. And you know, you work, your storyline sort of dictates who you see most. Do you know what I mean? But what Kate's doing at the moment, she's bringing back that sort of community thing. So you're sort of doing more scenes with people, so you're getting to know everyone. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're all in there. Just go, what's going on?
Yeah. And what advice would you give to our students to getting into acting? It's a very hard business to break into.
It's a lot of it is right place, right time. But I think just perseverance, like, and just always believe that, like, you've got a chance, and you're only, you know, there's a lot of people out there trying to do this game. But what says that you can't be that one person that gets that job? What says that you can't break the mould? Do you know what I mean? Just because you're from Welling or Blackfern, where I am, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, I've done plays with people who are from, like, you know, very, very hyper posh sort of areas, and you're there, but you're on the same playing field. You know, I don't ever think you're less because of where you're from or you are, etc. Like, you can do it. Yeah. You know?
All right, that's it for another week. Before we go, there's some very, very important news to tell you. I need to tell you.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to Parkview Radio.